The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, My Brother, Mean Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Auld Lang Syne, Travis McElroy.
Zeep zoop. I'm future Griffin McElroy, and I've got Android tubes coming out of the whole wazoo.
Now, okay, Griffin, we're recording this way in advance. Aren't you past Griffin?
Okay, we're recording this in 2019. When it comes out in 2020, I'm assuming by the time, what is this, like January 6th? Oops.
Oh, that was part of Griffin's robot parts.
That was a phone call that was coming out of my chest. I assume by 2020, when this one comes out, I'm going to have tubes.
Yeah.
Gonna be tubing.
Tubes. I just want to say something. This is the time of year. It's a magical time of year where we brand the new year and set a tone for the whole year. And everyone knows 2019 was 20 Frankenstein-teen, become the monster. But let me just say, hey, this is Travis saying, you guys, you may not realize it, but I kind of won. Because I hard pitched 20 equine teen. This year we're getting a horse. And let me check the books.
Oh, yeah.
We got a horse named Worldwide Webster. So.
I don't know how much monster morphin I'd really.
It's good to be honest with yourself. I'd feel like I didn't. My wife got me a bidet for Christmas.
Uh huh.
That's as close as I got to becoming the monster. And I do feel like, in a way, you know, okay.
Creature from the Brown Lagoon. Go on.
I'm gonna say it's just like becoming the monster. If you think about it, It's a Wonderful Life.
Uh-huh.
That fool didn't. There's no way that he had a bidet. That right. Super nice guy in it. He did not have a bidet.
But Mr. Potter had eight bidets.
Garen fucking Teed.
His whole seat was a bidet.
His whole thing's a bidet. Guaranteed that guy had a bidet. So on that sliding scale between Mr. Potter and George Bailey, like I definitely moved away from George Bailey when my lovely wife got me a bidet for Christmas.
See, I would say I definitely became the monster because I put on 120 pounds of muscle.
Right.
Oh, that's true. Thank you. Yes.
And I'm 6'7" now. So like that part of it for sure.
I mean, I got a genuine internet vampire blood transfusion that I did buy on Etsy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, Griffin, you look great. Very pale and sparkly.
Yeah, you know, and I'll have to take your fucking word for it, won't I? Because no more mirrors.
Can't see in the mirror. So I've put a lot of thought into 2020. What about you, Griffin?
I've been making it up sort of for the last 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh my God, really? I've been working on this list for 4 months. What about you,
Me
Justin?
Too. Yeah, absolutely. I've been working.
I know you haven't, Justin, because you told us before we started recording, you forgot.
We didn't plan on this being this episode until it was.
Planned on it this whole time.
Okay. Listen. We got 2010 was Zolo.
Right.
What did that mean?
Don't know.
Was it like a YOLO thing? It was 10 calendar years ago.
Uh-huh.
No one can remember.
Correct.
This will be our 10th anniversary. Maybe there's something there. Now, I was thinking Zozo, but that's the terrifying
clown. Oh, my God.
Clown.
This is the 10th one of these we've done. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Now, what was 2011?
2011 was
11th. Excuse me. This is the 11th one of these that we have done. Holy shit. Okay. I have the wiki pulled up. Let's just blaze through.
Okay. Right. Go for it.
Zolo. That was less official. So this could be our official 10th year theme. 2011, 2000, and heaven, get right with Christ.
Okay.
Interesting start.
That's a good one.
Interesting start that we had there. 2012 was Getting It in 20 Does.
20 Does, okay. Yes.
I like
20
that.
Does, Getting It in 20 Does. 2013 was 2013, Dig It Up, Get It Out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I should just be laughing at the dumb shit we said 8 years ago, but here we are. 20 Forward, that was a powerful one.
That was a yes. good one. Move the chains.
2015... 2015,
yeah.
The con is on.
Follow that.
You've got to get the subtitles. It's so important for your ears to have subtitles.
That's just true.
Then we had 2016, Building Bridges. Our biggest whiff.
Our biggest stink-a-loony.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
2017, very powerful. 20 Serpentine, Keep Them Guessing, or Zag on Them, if
yeah.
you prefer.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Then we had Collaborate Teen, Stronger Together. That was okay. a powerful year.
Uh-huh.
20, and then lastly, Frankenstein Teen, Become the Monster.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I nailed. Now, and I've seen a lot of buzz on the forums. What will it be? What Variety printed a story about it? What will it be? New York Times printed a story about it. They wrote it in a new chapter in the Bible. And a lot of people have been guessing it's going to be like just something about like 2020, you know, like See Clearly, or 2020, A Look Back, or something like that. That's... basic.
Fuck
that. That's
I'm not,
fucking
we
basic.
Are, we are not looking back. If any, no. the subtitle for this year needs to be whatever the opposite of looking back is, which I guess is looking forward. And I think we've done that one already. So never mind.
Look, can I pitch one? And okay. I've learned from the past. I'm going to say my favorite one.
Travis, because, can I just say you are juiced right now?
I'm excited.
Yeah. Fewer good rhymes, I will say, for this year.
Well,
teen, we had an abundance of riches.
Well, now stick with me here. You're going to see where I'm going with this one, but 20 Bunny, hop to it.
All right. So you know that's not good, but it's good to get like a...
Right. I'm trying to get the ball rolling.
You got to fire all the blanks out of the cartridge.
20 Bunny, hop to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that one's gone.
20 Hunty, go get it.
Hunt. 20 like you're hunting.
Hunty?
Like you're hunting. Hunting.
Well, this is interesting. Maybe this is the year, and I like... You know my shit is like practical... Get out there, like at a direction, an instruction for our listeners to follow.
Yes.
And I think let's all get into hunting this year.
Yeah.
That's a weird energy.
It's that a weird is energy, a weird,
but only doable. For population control. Let's be clear. This is not big game hunting. This is not, oh God, no. That's disgusting.
No.
This is for food and for population control. That's it.
We're talking okay. about sewer pigs.
Yes.
I want to hit you guys with one.
Okay.
Okay, we're not. Are you? Who's writing these down? Griffin, you have to write them down since you didn't prepare as many as me and Travis did.
Or was that a bit? Do I have to write down 20 Bunny? I think not.
No, 20 Bunny's out.
Okay,
make a shared make a shared document, please.
Oh my
please.
God, I didn't realize we were going to get fucking.
This is our advice show, by the way. And every year we pick a new year theme. Welcome to your first episode. If you're just now listening, I'm sorry. You should not start with this one. Honestly,
no, you
this
should.
Is more
this
of
is going to set the tone for your whole year. Don't listen
space.
To Justin.
This
hop
is a,
to
this
it.
Is, scratch paper of an episode. Listen, let me hit you with this. 20 Binti, Living Large.
Huh.
20 Binti, like a...
Like a Venti.
Like a Venti, 20 Venti, Living Large.
Because it's 20.
20 Venti.
Living Large.
Living Large.
Huh.
Venti rhymes with 20. 20 Venti, yeah.
Well,
Living
hold
large.
On. You just said it, and so you know it doesn't.
And you
Venti,
also you keep saying Venti.
20. Yes, that's as close as we're going to get.
Okay. Okay. I feel like I should.
20 Venti, Living Large.
That's not bad. I
can you play in it? Can you just get on top of it for
20,
a second? Take it around the track?
20 Venti. Don't be a drip.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm going to write that down.
Okay, really? Weird.
Yeah, I took it
kind
and
of
I,
play
I,
on mine.
Yeah, I remixed it a little bit.
20 Venti, don't talk to me before I've had my coffee.
That's fun, oh, too.
It's attainable, at least.
Yeah.
We're just all not going to talk to each
just,
other until we've had our
let's
coffee.
Let's just not.
We need to be careful here, because okay. we are stumbling in the direction of just sort of a bad like slant rhyme. Like, 20 Plenty can't be it, right?
Well, we went with Frankenstein Teen, Griffin.
Yeah, it's going to be a slant rhyme, bud. There's nothing else.
There's nothing that rhymes with 20?
No, nothing.
Hunty did. I'm
Hunty
just saying,
did.
Hunty
yeah,
did.
Well, I can say a lot of different sounds.
Yeah.
That doesn't make them English words.
Well, look, I want to now throw out the one that I think is a real contender.
Okay.
I'm really proud of that I want to throw out here now, right in the middle, so it sticks. 20 Honey, down to business. And now here's the thing about it. It's about getting down to business, which is important. And also
saving the bees.
Bees.
Yeah.
20 honey, H-U-N-N-Y. 20 honey.
Oh, wait, you're spelling it like a Pooh Bear.
Yeah. 20 honey.
The poo spelling.
Yes. 20 honey, down to beesness.
Down to beesness. Travis, that's really good, bud. I was starting to think that after 20 honey, hunty. See, you've just kind of taken 20 hunty and
but I made it better. Made it you gotta say it like this. 20 honey, down to beesness.
This is the best one so far, obviously.
And here, let me also just say, a lot of my choices were influenced. A lot of this is to blame on Paul Suborin. Because Paul got us a gobo for our tours. So that behind all of our tours this year, it said, become the monster. And that was very exciting to me. And we branded our tours a lot this way. So this year I thought, well, it'll be a fun branding for our tours. Because it'll also be on the posters. It'll be on the gobos behind us. And I thought, you know what I like? Bees and bee iconography.
There's no spelling of the word beesness that looks like fucking anything.
B-E-E-S dash N-E-S-S.
Already a
lot of
E's. Already an embarrassment of E's in this one.
20 honey, down to beesness.
It's not some, I don't think it's a type of phrase. We can't make merch out of it because this phrase can never be written down. It must only be spoken.
Yeah, it's not. Legibility is not its strong suit. Okay. But repeatable.
If Travis is inventing words, let me pitch this one. 20 bunty, just get on base.
Ooh.
20 bunny, bunty.
Mm. No,
how about this?
20 bunty. Just get on base.
May I tweet?
Just pop the bat out in front. Get on this one for a second.
I'm going to tweak.
Trav, can you stop and play in the baseball diamond?
I am going to play in it. I'm going to play by tweaking the subtitle a little bit.
Okay. Well, but can you just try mine?
Yes, but it's the same. Okay, just get on base. That sounds defeatist. If I may.
It sounds attainable, but go on.
Okay, 20 bunty, advance the runners. Right now, this is you're gonna sacrifice the out, but you're gonna advance the runners. You know, maybe you're getting someone home.
This is a motto where you say sacrifice yourself for the good of others.
Listen, yeah, 20 bunty, advance the runners.
20 bunty is probably more powerful than advance. Yes, 20 bunty is probably advance the runners is probably more that is okay. That's the one to write down, Griffin. To chip into the tablet.
20 bunty. I'm going to have to lay down the law here. And this is going to be helpful for us moving forward because there's an infinite number of bad rhymes we can generate here. The second word cannot have a hard T in it because having to say 20 bunty is.
I like it. The way you said it, though, made me very happy. What about just 20 funny? Maybe this year. And that's a personal one. That's for us.
Maybe this year will be funny.
Yeah.
What about 20 funny? Fill your life with laughter and love. That one's so wholesome. That one is
That sounds like a lyric straight from the Growing Pains theme song.
It sounds like it's so attainable. And the idea of us having to say that a lot this year.
Say it one more time.
20 funny. Fill your life with laughter and love.
Now, how is that more attainable than advance the runners?
That seems the least attainable. That's so ephemeral.
But have you guys all said it yet? Because it's
20 funny. Fill your life with laughter and love.
So this is going to be the... So when people come to see us, it'll be for the Fill Your Life with Laughter and Love tour.
Yes, guys. Are you hearing yourself? I want you to close your eyes and generate a stage and then flash that gobo up on it.
Okay.
Holy fucking shit.
Okay, how about this? Oh. If we want to go a little more attainable, not more attainable, but maybe more concrete, 20 penny. Get rid of it.
20, did you say pity or penny?
Penny. This is the year that we get rid of the penny.
Oh.
20 penny sent to heaven.
Oh. Sent to heaven is cool.
C-E-N-T, you see.
Yeah,
20 penny sent to heaven or sent to hell. But I like to think the penny's put in its work. It gets to ascend to its great reward.
It used to be able to buy shit with it. I don't think it's irrelevance makes it.
There's a whole kind of candy named after how you used to be able to spend it on.
And an ante.
Yeah.
I don't think we have it in our ability to get rid of
the penny, a form of U.S. currency.
What about 20 money?
Get okay. Lynn basically kept Hamilton on the $10 bill, so he knows the people.
Yeah, but he used it up. Everybody
burned it. He wasted it.
He wasted
when he could have been sending pennies to hell.
Right.
20 money, get that paper.
Or here's an opportunity that this year, and as far as I'm aware, only this year is going to provide us, unless we live to 30-30, which is...
Possible.
Possible is that it's the same.
Uh-huh. So, it could be just, 2020, repeat.
No, it could be money, Papa wants it, Papa gets it. Something along those lines.
Okay. Money, get that pay. Honey money, down to business.
Honey?
Okay, you seem to have perverted this fine idea.
Well, so now we get business and bees both in there. Honey money, down to business.
I'll write that down, Travis, but I'm not loving it.
That's fine. bunny money, get some carrots.
It's important for you guys to get in this doc with me because seeing it all written down is...
Where is it? Where's the link?
I've shared it. Check your emails.
In the emails, okay. The network, Green Day Side Project, the network had one album called Money Money 2020.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you just Google that just to make sure it was...
No, I remembered the name. I didn't remember the name of the album, but now I've heard somebody say Money Money 2020 before.
You've put 20 funny, fill your life with laughter and love, in a special font and font size, which feels unfair to 20 honey down to business, which I feel they're tied right now.
You're right. They are tied right now. You're right, Travis. I'm going to give that one the special treatment as well, so don't worry about a thing.
Well,
he put in Comic Sans.
And then you made it small.
This is an abuse of power.
Now, what if, Griffin, I? What if it was honey funny? Fill your life with laughter and bees. That's interesting.
Huh, that's interesting. Fill your bees with laughter and love.
Ooh, I like that too.
That's going somewhere.
Okay. So, I think we're on... Funny honey.
Fill your bees with laughter. No. Okay. We're spiraling.
I don't think you can just say no, Griffin. Everyone, I think you have to put it in there.
Okay.
Okay.
We need more content. Right now, we're trying to bake a pizza, and we have three ingredients, and one of them is an eraser. We need more ingredients in here to make this tasty pizza with.
Okay.
Has anybody ever said blenny as a short way of saying blender?
No.
No.
Okay. I rescind. I don't have anything at the moment.
All right.
Please return to me. I cede my turn to the next contestant.
We open the floor to rhymezone.com.
Now,
Rhymezone.
Yes, I have turned to Rhymezone myself.
I see.
I too have been at Rhyme Zone for some time.
Now, they do, this one's interesting, blood money. Bloody money. No, that's nothing.
No, I don't think so.
How about 20 runny?
There's a word called entente, and it's a friendly understanding between political power, so I'm going to put that one right back in the toilet it climbed out of.
Uh-huh.
How about 20 Jenny? It's your year, Jennifer.
Hey, wow. This one's cool for Jennifer's.
That's
it's
very
targeted
good.
At Jennifer's, but they'll love it, right?
Well, if we're going there, about just 20 Dougie.
20?
That one doesn't rhyme, and mine did.
No,
it was a good way of
20 Jenny,
them.
You can hear that that doesn't. I mean, they both end in me, I guess.
There's a lot of things that Rhyme Zone is telling me rhymes with 20 that, hey, Rhyme Zone, fully fucking doesn't rhyme.
Now, here.
Plenty? I think plenty and 20.
20 and plenty.
Nothing rhymes with the way humans say 20, right?
20.
20.
Now, I have 20. Just put in honey and found things that rhyme with that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And one of the things is the knee. So what about 20 the knee, where we all just focus on our knees and take care of
that
them
That one
for
doesn't
once.
Rhyme, Travis. That one doesn't.
No, this is knee. Good. 20 the knee.
I'm dissociating. This is the pits.
Stop. Listen. 20 the knee. Give your knees, lift with your back just this year. This is, and we're not doctors, and you shouldn't listen to the shit we say, but maybe give the knees a break. Your back's been living the fucking high life for too long.
I'm feeling very strongly about Funny Honey, Fill Your Life with Laughter and Bees.
I am feeling good about 20 Palminteri, Chaz's to the front.
Chaz's to the front, party in the back.
Palminteri isn't even close. 20 Minty, freshen it up.
I'm trying to get in the place I was at when I said Frankenstein teen, because it was the kind of outside the bun.
I think the place you were at was about 25 minutes in, and we just wanted to do anything else, as, if memory serves.
And hey, let's just say, we're there right now, and we are only 20 minutes in. So each year, we're getting a little bit faster to this point.
Rhyme Zone has suggested that to rhyme with 20 is Allegheny. How do we feel about that?
Or not? No, listen, I'm not going to rely on this crutch of Rhyme Zone anymore.
Yeah.
20.
Let's look at our options so far. We may have a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Griffin, you've stopped writing them down, right? Because the last one you have here is Down to Business.
No, Travis has added Honey Money, Down to Business. Now he's writing Funny Honey, Fill Your... Yeah, we know what the rest of the sentence is going to be, so I don't need to continue reading that.
Funny Honey, Fill Your Life with Laughter and Bees. Okay, now hold on. I don't think it's good.
Can I just say something? I feel very strongly about Funny Honey.
But who's this knocking at the door? It's 20 Bunty, wondering where his place at the table is.
Well, 20 Bunty, Advance the Runners, is pretty good.
Advance the Bees with Laughter and Love.
Mm.
I feel like we have gotten away from subtitling a year and have entered a sort of fugue state of sounds and ideas and thoughts and colors. Mm-hmm. That aren't necessarily a coherent way of approaching a year. People rely on us for direction.
But, okay, Funny Honey, Fill Your Life with Laughter and Bees are two, I think, attainable goals.
Where do you find bees, though, right?
Like at the bee store.
Okay, I'm not in a place in my life, Travis, where I can just have some bees.
Uh-huh.
I'm barely holding it together myself.
Yeah, you're going to need to set up an apiary. This is true. But everyone knows you're going to have to. Listen, the bees aren't going to save themselves. I think we've all figured that out.
If they are, they're taking their sweet fucking time.
So we need to save the bees. And you know what else we can save? Laughter.
Okay, let's put bees in a box for just a second.
No, unless there's vents.
This, it's dumb to have to say 22 times if you think about it. You're just repeating yourself. Let me pitch this to you. 20, efficiency above all.
Hmm. I like the message, but I hate also the message, which is weird.
What about 20 twice, one more again?
20 twice.
20 twice is interesting.
20 twice. Take a second. 20 twice. Second chance. 20 twice.
Ooh.
20 twice. Fill your life with laughter and love. feels so nice.
Well, now that's just a rhyme and not so much a followable kind of command.
20 twice, roll the dice.
What is the roll connection the between this?
20 twice, second chances.
20 twice roll the dice got such a baby response.
Because it means nothing.
It means
there's no connection.
It just rhymes.
It means 2020.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, buddy. Fucking slurp it down, dog. What do you got? What you got? What are you fucking drinking, though? I bet it's hearty.
I bet it's hearty.
The ice fucking dank.
The iced coffee you left here.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
20 twice, sugar and spice.
Well, now you're just rhyming.
Yeah.
No, because sugar and spice are two different things. 20 twice. Twice is nice. We'll just all try harder.
Well, but see, once again, twice is nice feels ephemeral. 20 twice, let's all be nice.
No.
20.
Okay.
We can't follow Become the Monster with let's all be nice.
Okay. I like, if we're going to go 20 twice, I think it needs to be like 20 twice, a second look, or 20 twice, second chances.
Not powerful. I think, okay. I don't brook with second chances anymore. We all got to get serious.
Okay. 20 twice, 2 for the money.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know, but you were saying bullshit that didn't mean anything either, and I laughed.
Sugar and spice is good.
But what does it mean?
It means in moderation, be sweet. Justin, I swear to God, if you delete 20 funny, fill your life with laughter and love.
I was actually highlighting it because it started to come around.
Yeah,
on
Justin,
it,
have you
goes.
Actually, Justin, have you said it out loud?
No,
yet?
Say I don't it. Think,
Justin, say
20 funny, fill your life with Yeah, that one's good. 20 funny, fill your life with laughter.
And the thing is it does what it says right there on the box.
It's so funny. I'm imagining the merch now. I'm imagining walking around with a fucking jacket on it. And on the back, it would be like a cool like tribal print. But it also says 20 funny, fill your life with laughter and love.
I think it's the first one we've ever come up with that actually, in saying it, fills your life with laughter. It does. It fulfills the goal right there just by saying it out loud.
Can we please? I'll do. I promise. 2021. I'll bow out, and you two can pick it, and I won't get a vote.
I am ready to relent. I am ready to grant this to 20 funny. Fill your life with
laughter. I will too.
If I can get through one time without saying it, without laughing. I mean,
I also will say though. If there's an underground contingent that wants to always say funny honey, fill your life with laughter and bees, that's up to you.
No.
I can't stop you from
that's
doing
like
it.
The fucking Weird Al version
that's the Weird
of
Al
our
version
theme.
Of
right?
What you have to understand, Travis, is uh-huh. that you have, I don't want you to bastardize your art because 20 honey down to beesness is way better than that bullshit. That is it. You have made a pale mockery of 20 funny, fill your life with laughter and love. 20 honey down to beesness is its own thing.
That's
and if we're
fair.
Gonna if we're gonna have a like a shadow camp, I feel like it's got. I think 20 honey down to business.
I just like the phrase business. If
oh,
I'm
we all do.
Of,
we all do.
Okay.
You can also okay. So there it is. It's settled.
20 funny.
20 funny. Fill your life with laughter and love. Head on over to McElroyMerch.com and get your 20 funny. Fill your life with laughter and love. Swag.
Hey, this is Griffin. I'm going to do these ads myself because we recorded this one a long time ago and didn't do the ads then, so I'm going to do them now, and you're going to hear them later because that's how time works. Here's one for Stitch Fix. They're the ones with the box of clothes that they send to your house, and you try them on, and you smell them. You huff them deeply. You have a personal stylist that you answer a few questions, and then they will send you some clothes that's going to match your body and your style and your fashions. And shipping and exchanges and returns are always free. And the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep from your box. It's a great little box, folks. Not all boxes are full of fresh clothes. A lot of boxes are going to have, styrofoam in it. Or, hey, here's a big box. And this box is just full of printer paper. And that's a bad box. Nobody wants that. This box has a fresh shirt in it, and it's from Stitch Fix. Going to be so good. Get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in that box. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother. stitchfix.com/mybrother. Speaking of boxes, a square is a flat box, and so here comes an ad for Squarespace. It's a thing that you can use to build a beautiful website. That it'll showcase your work, this freaking website will. It will sell products and services of all kinds, this website will. It will promote your physical business or your fucking online business. Anything is possible with Squarespace. They have beautiful customizable templates that you can, chop and screw if you want, but they come out the box looking really fresh because they're made by world-class designers. Everything's optimized for mobile. They have analytics, free and secure hosting, and nothing to patch or upgrade ever in your life. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Friendly Fire is a podcast about war movies, but it's so much more than that. It's history.
It was just supposed to be another assignment.
It's comedy.
Under no circumstances are you to engage the enemy.
It's cinema studies.
It's a hell of a combination.
So subscribe and download Friendly Fire on your podcatcher of choice.
Or at MaximumFun.org.
And also come see us at San Francisco Sketchfest on January 16th.
You can get tickets at sfsketchfest.com.
Accomplished.
My spring semester of college is coming up in about a month. I'm getting my textbooks. All right, we'll get off your back about it. One of the textbooks is labeled as recommended rather than required. Should I buy the recommended textbook?
No!
Or do most people manage just fine without it?
Oh, you'll be okay.
I would really appreciate your advice. Happy New Year. That's from Alexis Ganner, Wisconsin. Alexis, you have asked this question of a man who in college, much to his shame and discredit, went to the radio station our dad worked at and xerocopied an entire biology textbook to keep from having, and then returned it to the bookstore.
Nice.
This is who you're, this is the kind of people you're.
Why would that be shameful?
To.
That's great.
No, it's bad for somebody along the line is getting ripped off.
Here,
books are hard enough to write without somebody photocopying them.
Here's the thing, and this is coming from a place of absolutely no research or experience or knowledge.
Perfect, perfect.
But why are textbooks so dang expensive?
That's great stuff.
You know?
Fucking get them,
it's
dude.
Like, I could buy a book. I can go.
Go on.
I can go to Barnes & Noble.
Fuck,
right,
there you go.
And get a reference book.
How much does it cost
about,
there, Trav?
Here's all the bugs or whatever, right? Here's a
clear
book.
The aisle, folks.
It's a book about bugs. And what, $30?
Send
40
your kids
bucks?
Out the room. He's about to go
off.
He's
about off. To pop. He's about to nut.
But then I go to the university bookstore to get a book about bugs.
Dude.
And it's $186.42.
Burn it down.
Don't
hurt
him.
Burn it down.
Please hammer.
Are
don't
you
hurt
telling
him.
Me there's more bugs in that university book than in the book at Barnes & Noble? I don't think so.
Justin, that sound sucks shit.
No, that
so
was the wrong
bad.
One. Let me try again.
Thank you.
That's not much.
This
Justin,
is Seinfeld for bugs.
Can I go ahead and send Justin his award for having the most low-quality Seinfeld stinger? My man's working with some fucking, like, 1 kilobyte.
It sounds like you just opened a birthday card about Seinfeld, and that's what played when you opened it.
It is a fully lost audio codec file. It is so fucked up, that file.
That's the Seinfeld theme that aliens hear when that finally reaches them across the expanse of space.
Yeah, I got you guys.
It's bad.
You don't need this book, though.
What if it's a test?
It's not going to be a test, though.
Hey, have you guys ever thought about in Dead Poets Society when they tear those pages out of that book? Those kids have got to be thinking, like, I spent $150 on this book.
It's fucking called privilege, man.
Oh, dang. Got it.
It's everything's online. The whole thing's on the internet. The whole thing is. If I Google, what are the bugs? It's just going to, it's going to pop up. You don't need this optional book. It's optional.
I once in college, it was like one of those government classes, you know, poli sci class everyone has to take. And there was like probably 200 people in the class. And the professor got up and started asking questions about the reading. And like the first 5 people he pointed to, like, didn't do the reading. And he said, did anybody do the reading? Raise your hands if you did the reading. And nobody raised their hands, including myself, if I'm being honest. And he just went, fuck, and walked out of the room. At which point the TA then said, I guess class is canceled. Please do the reading before next class. And it was never mentioned again by the professor. Didn't come up anymore. Never asked any more questions about the reading. So
did everybody in class simultaneously pull out their skateboards and grind out of the room? Was this at
next time he came and sat down, there were 30 whoopee cushions. He couldn't even get into the chair.
Maybe you shouldn't have accepted tenure at Cool University. That's the sound of grinding.
Well, I think it was more just like all the students were like, well, you haven't ever asked questions about the reading before. And let's be honest, we're like 19.
Yeah.
And it's could now here Travis McRoy, 36, is like, God damn it, I wish I understood how, you know, the government worked better. But when I was 19, I was too busy partying.
Sure. How about a Yahoo?
Yeah, I love that.
You know what? I changed my mind. Alexis, buy the book. Don't read it now, but hold on to it for the next 17 years. Then read it, because that's when you'll appreciate it.
Yes, and but they will have discovered so many new bugs, and that also a lot of them bugs ain't going to be around anymore just because of the planet, and also Timon and Pumbaa. This Yahoo is sent in by Brian Donahue. Thank you, Brian. It's a Yahoo Answers user Brandon who asks, what is the best way to smell good after eating lunch? Mm. I smell pretty fresh until I eat lunch. Every time after I eat lunch in school, I think I smell like food and I hate it. How can I solve this? Also, I'd like some tips on how to stay fresh the whole entire day. Thank you for all of your answers. Also, I have these two Adidas colognes, Pulse and Force.
Oh, what?
If any of you know about these colognes, I would like your opinion on which one smells better. Thanks. So Brandon's kind of looking for an all-day sort of general scent strategy, main with the anchor being he gets that lunch stink that we all know and hate so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first step, you're going to need some kind of, like, let's say maybe vinyl suit.
Okay.
Gloves. Go just like full Dexter on it. Maybe even lay out some plastic sheeting.
Okay.
Eat your lunch. Because clearly, however you're eating it, you're doing a very bad job.
Here's the problem, Trav. You can get a Breaking Bad hazmat suit and wear that while you're eating lunch. But where...
That's more topical than Dexter. Yeah, thank you.
How does the food get through the decontamination layer?
Tubes.
All right.
But you're osmosing is the problem. Yeah. Is you're osmosing the garlic. Like, once it's internal, that's the day.
Well, you could do a lot of, neutral foods.
Oh, like what, Trav? What's a neutral food?
Plain wheat thins.
Okay, but think about this. If you only eat that,
yeah.
Think of a food where if someone said, oh, that guy, he smells like wheat thins. Like, almost
it's maybe worse.
It's bad. That's bad.
Somebody's going to be like, somebody smells like a spicy puttanesca, and it's a strange human smell, but I don't hate it. If that's like, that's Tony. That's wheat thins Tony.
Okay, what is a neutral food?
My man smells like a pantry over there. It's wild.
Plain, uncooked pasta.
Oh, just have a little crunchy diversion.
Yeah.
Well, some of us have become accustomed to that.
Well, the question asker isn't worried about the visuals, right? Or the sound. Only the scent.
Right. The smell. It's no good.
And also, clearly, Pulse is better.
Pulse is better than Force.
Yes.
In any scenario.
Also, Adidas, why are you naming your colognes after like X-Men powers?
Yep. Another good question for Adidas, Travis.
Because neither Pulse nor Force
added to the list.
Neither Pulse nor Force conjure any kind of olfactory meaning to me. Like
Pulse does. Pulse is like I'm excreting something in a steady rhythmic manner.
Oh, okay, I guess. Which is how we all want to exude smell.
It's pulsating. Sniff it.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't want a big spike of smell. You want a slow pulse of smell all day, which I think is what the question asker is looking for.
I think that the school shower as a concept is it was antiquated when I was in school.
Yes.
The fact that they were like, go play baseball. And I was like, I don't want to play baseball. But I'll do it for a good grade.
For a Klondike bar.
Those are important to me. Good grades and Klondike bars are both important to me. Get nude and wet. No. That one I'm not going to do. I'm just going to go be... I'm not going to effort very much at baseball. I'll split the difference.
That's why I took individual dual sports, which included such sports as golf, archery, ping pong.
I was a big ping pong fan. Now, let me say this. If they had just had the showers available at school anytime you needed to freshen up, I wouldn't have used them still back then, but nowadays, like, that idea resonates with me. These days I don't want to always shower right when I wake up first thing in the morning, because I don't know what kind of stinky business I'm gonna get into that day.
Let me eat my
stinky fucking lunch, and then I'll go have a spritz, and then I'll go rinse off.
It's also 2020. Are you telling me that we don't have the technology to build a human washing machine, like a car wash for humans that I don't
Thank
need to get
you,
nude
Travis.
In?
A right. coffin that just should, blasts me.
I'm just saying I should be able to fully clothed, step into it,
Wait.
Soaks me, then powerful dryers.
Okay.
And I step out and I'm totally clean, including my clothes. Because here's the thing, Griffin. You eat a powerful stanky lunch, right? You get clean. Your clothes still smell like the food.
That's possible. That's possible. I do think that there is going to be a funny scenario where, like, I go in there with a wool sweater,
uh-huh.
and then it blasts me, and then when I come out, the sweater's all shrunk down, and everybody yes. sees my abs.
Yes.
And that could be funny, though. Like, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think you know the risks when you go in there, and all your clothes get small, and you can step out and be like, oh, no, I have Jack disease, or something, like, funny punchline. Yeah.
Something, oh, I got bigged, you know?
Mint?
Like for your whole body?
Just like a mint.
Well, that's good for the mouth, Justin.
What about your face where the food rubbed on? Your hands
and
where the food
my
rubbed
arms
on?
Arms and legs where the food rubbed on because I did drop them.
Rub the mint all over.
Yeah.
All over you.
Is it too late for 20? Rub the minty.
That's good. Yeah, let me rub the mint all over my lap so I get a good burn going on down there, Justin.
What?
I'm using it now to bail out of things.
Oh.
Not to freshen up the show, but to save myself.
Okay. I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast on the podcast. But the latest and greatest in brand eating, I want to thank Kendra for sending this one my way. My Munch Squad Rangers, my Munch Squadron.
What
that's
do,
the,
what do
my
their
Munch
elf,
Squadron.
What do their elf eyes see?
They're out there. They're getting a little bit local. Shade grown. Farm to podcast Munch Squads. This is from a restaurant called Spangles.
Ooh.
Spangles. And I think it's in Kansas because this is from the Wichita Eagle, this story about Spangles. It long ago passed its 21st birthday. It turns 42 in January. But as of this week, it's now legal to drink. The chain is adding 99. This is such a fucking disaster. So, okay, a little background. Spangles looks like a sort of a burger and chicken sandwich, kind of like a, almost looks like a Checkers or like a Carl's Jr.'s, you know, in that neck of the woods, you know, maybe like a Rally's, that kind of vibe, right?
That is Checkers. You can't say it twice.
Okay. Thank you. So the chain is adding 99-cent margaritas and screwdrivers to its menu on Friday at its restaurant near 21st and Woodlawn. Here's a quote from Dale Steven, who co-owns Spangle with his brother Craig. Sound like fun, guys. We're just going to do one store to work out the little training and kinks. After that, we will implement it in all the stores. The impetus for drinks comes from increasing fast casual competitors that serve alcohol. This is another quote from Dale Steven. You can't go anywhere with your family that doesn't have alcohol.
Whoa, now,
Steven's
Dale.
Remedy to that is not to try to make he doesn't try to make a refuge. He's taking a if you can't beat them, join them kind of approach with this.
Well,
more
not
than
only
that.
If you can't beat them, vastly undersell them and get them so fucking faded that they don't know which way is up, and they eat three too many burgers.
Oh, see, that all, felt, oh, see, I was going to say, it felt a little more like Dale was saying, like, everywhere I don't go anywhere with my family that doesn't have alcohol.
Yeah, I couldn't go to my own restaurant, and it was shameful, but now I can, because you couldn't get alcohol at fast food restaurants, except now you can.
For 99.
We're always trying to be unique, Steven says. There's just a whole list of things that we always try to be the first at. Apparently, this checks off getting people fucking plowed for no money. Now, Spangles has done drive-thru business in the evenings, but not much dine-in business. Quote, it kind of leaves a lobby that could use some excitement.
In the evenings, all fast foods are relatively so. Oh, Steven, I think things are about to get mighty exciting.
Dude, get your ass to Spangles. We are getting fucked up tonight.
Yeah, we're going to Spangles for Doug's bachelor party.
Holy shit, Doug's gonna die.
He thinks drinks could be a draw. Quote, it's a dine-in only product. No fucking shit, Dale. Dale, are you telling me you don't have the world's first drive-through margarita window? That seems like a choice idea. Just cruise on through and get a mark from the road.
Or if it's the morning times, treat yourself to a screwdriver. Dig into your between the car seats, pull out enough money to buy 3 screwdrivers. It's party time.
This is like different for us, but the quotes in this story get so wet and wild. I'm gonna share this. Griffin, I'm going to shoot this to your Slack can. And will you just read the quotes and I'll read the story parts, okay? This is how it's written down in the story.
So like a call and response like we're in church.
But this is how it's written in the story.
Okay.
He says Spangles is known for its orange juice slush, so screwdriver slush made sense. Screwdrivers and margaritas, including lime and strawberry ones with salt or sugar rims, are inexpensive and quick to make, Steven said.
We have to be fast.
There won't be beer or wine at this point.
It's down the road.
The margaritas will each be made with 1.5 ounces of tequila, and the screwdrivers will have 1 ounce of vodka.
It's delicious, and it's got plenty of alcohol.
He says that it's clear there's enough alcohol.
The second you sip it.
Steven said the drinks will be served in
a heavy-duty glass mug. It's going to be done right.
That's the end of the story. Dale, Steven, you're about to fucking pop off in that place. Dale.
Holy shit. Does this have alcohol in it? Sip it.
Hey, guys, sip it. Spangler's is broken bad.
Sip it and you shall know the truth.
Please, if you're near this area, please head over to Spangles and send us a picture of the smoking wreckage left when they start getting people plowed on 99-cent margaritas.
God bless.
It's delicious, though, and it does got plenty of alcohol, approximately 1.5 ounces, enough to sip it and know. At least the mugs are heavy duty, so that when they are thrown frequently, they will do tremendous ballistic damage.
When they're tossed at your server for not bringing the mustard fast enough because you're fucking drunk.
Oh, boy.
And demanding mustard. For a mustard magic trick, your buddy says he knows how to do. If only that fucking waitress would bring the fucking mustard already.
This mustard trick is going to really, quote, blow your ass apart. Wow. Shit,
man. Oh, boy.
We want to be the first. First with margaritas.
Well.
First to have an on-site murder. First Spangles location.
That's also a crime scene. The kinks they're going to work out. Like, hey, so we're just going to do it in what we're calling our most expendable store.
I feel bad for those people who are on the slab there for the
hey,
first
boss?
For the trial.
Hey, boss.
Hey.
We just got the menus printed. It says 99 cents. That can't be it, right?
This can't be right. Hey, boss, it's our first night of this promotion. I did want to ask, how many windows do you have at your house kind of saved to replace the windows here? Because we're on our third window already.
We were just wondering, can we get some chicken wire up in front of the registers?
Can you just fucking like roadhouse this entire establishment? That would be great.
Could you get us a chiller, please? No, not a refrigerator. Somebody to cool out kind of when the fights happen.
Thanks, y'all, for hanging out with us. Welcome to 20 Funny. We are so happy that you've stayed with us for, it'll be a decade this year. It'll be, this April will mark the 10th anniversary of My Brother, Me, as improbable.
So wild.
As that may be. So thank you for your continued indulgence.
I also want to say, so as of recording this, we have not had a baby yet, my wife and I.
We had a baby.
It's a boy. But. Any day now, that baby is going to be born, and that's probably going to chunk up the release schedule a little bit, and kind of, I don't know, we might put up some live shows or maybe a couple like best of, and I appreciate your understanding as I try to reconfigure my life with two children instead of just one.
Hey, here's the good news. It's impossible.
Oh, cool.
We are going to be coming to Cincinnati. Well, Travis will be in Cincinnati. Travis won't be leaving Cincinnati on February 19th and the 20th. That's Mabim Bam and the Adventure Zone, respectively. If you want to get tickets, they are on sale now. You can go to McElroy.family, click on tours, and buy tickets. Please come see us in Cincinnati or in the area. We would very much appreciate you showing up and being a part of that, because it's going to be fun.
Like Justin mentioned, we put up new merch at the beginning of every month. So when you're hearing this, there's probably some fun new merch up at McElroyMerch.com, or you can get to it through McElroy.family.
Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for these for a theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. And also thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.
One last thing real quick. We are doing a board game version of the Adventure Zone. You can go pre-order that at theadventurezonegame.com. You have, 10 days now, if I'm doing the math right? 11 days, something like that, as you're listening to this. So don't sleep on that. Go pre-order that game. And also, Griffin and I have relaunched our video game podcast, The Besties. It's exclusively on Spotify. So head on over to Spotify and listen to it there.
That's our video game podcast.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm doing a cuss show, Cincinnati Underground Society show here in Cincinnati. So go get those tickets if you haven't yet. And I'll tweet about it so you can find it there. And also, as long as you're pre-ordering stuff, go to theadventurezonecomic.com and pre-order book 3, Pedals to the Metal, which comes out in July.
All right. I'm going to fill this shit with laughter and love.
Okay.
Thanks, Maximum Fun. You cut me off in the middle of it, but they provide a great service. Emma Kant sent this one in. It's from Yahoo Answers. Thank you, Emma. It's Yahoo Answers user Jonathan, who asks, how many Love Actually cast members can you name in 100 seconds, and who are they? Please time yourself.
What is Justin McElroy?
I'm Travis McElroy. Keira Knightley?
I'm Griffin McElroy. I was going to say Keira Knightley.
It's me, my brother, me. Kiss your dad, square on Bill Nighy.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we host
Round Springfield.
Round Springfield is a new Simpsons podcast that is Simpsons adjacent. Mm-hmm. In its topic, we talk to Simpsons writers, directors, voiceover actors, you name it, about non-Simpsons things that they've done, because, surprise, they're all extremely talented.
Absolutely. For example, David X. Cohen worked on The Simpsons, but then created a little show called Futurama. Mm-hmm. That's our very first episode, so yeah. Tune in for stuff like that with Yardley Smith, with Tim Long, with different writers and voice actors. It's going to be so much fun. And we are every other week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.